Welcome back, John. I'm Calm, professional female, and today we're turning our attention to Stoicism, an ancient philosophy with a remarkably practical concern: how to live well when much of life remains outside our control. Stoicism is sometimes mistaken for emotional coldness, passive endurance, or simply keeping a stiff upper lip. But its central ideas are far richer. The Stoics did not ask people to stop caring. They asked us to care wisely, to distinguish what depends on us from what does not, to examine the judgments shaping our emotions, and to choose our actions according to reason and character rather than impulse. That makes Stoicism especially relevant whenever plans unravel, criticism stings, uncertainty grows, or other people refuse to behave as we would prefer. We cannot command events, guarantee outcomes, or manage every opinion. We can, however, work with our intentions, decisions, attention, and conduct. This distinction is simple to state, yet learning to live by it can change how we meet frustration, ambition, loss, conflict, and success. As we explore the philosophy, we'll encounter ideas associated with thinkers such as Epictetus, Seneca, and Marcus Aurelius. Their lives differed greatly. One experienced slavery, another advised powerful political figures, and another governed an empire. Yet each wrestled with the same basic human challenge: how to preserve integrity and clarity amid pressure. It is also worth remembering that Stoicism is not merely a collection of inspiring sayings, it is a practice. Its exercises invite us to pause before reacting, question first impressions, anticipate difficulties without surrendering to fear, and review our behavior honestly. The aim is not perfect control or constant calm. It is steady progress toward wisdom, courage, justice, and moderation, the virtues Stoics regarded as the foundation of a flourishing life. You do not need to accept every Stoic claim to benefit from examining its questions. You might instead treat the philosophy as a set of tools, testing each one against your own experience. When something goes wrong, where does the event end and your interpretation begin? When you pursue a goal, can you commit fully while accepting that the result is never entirely yours to command? So let's begin with the distinction at the heart of Stoic practice. In this present moment, what truly belongs to you, and what are you still trying to control that never did?